Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Gary White, the Executive Director for Sitka Economic Development Association, or CEDA. Gary, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having us.
Well, good to have you here. We're here to talk about some fun stuff coming up, a brew fest. So let's start with, when is this happening and where?
Sure. So it's Alaska Day, of course, coming up, and we've been doing this for a number of years. It's the Alaska Day Brew Fest and Chili Cook-Off this Saturday at 2 p.m., roughly right after the parade.
Okay, great. So people should wander over. Whenever the parade is over, they can start wandering over to Centennial Hall parking lot.
Yep.
Okay. And it is a ticketed event, so is there a place in particular people will go to buy their ticket and kind of enter?
Yeah, so there'll be a clear entrance. We'll have it all fenced off. You come in, you pay at the door. It's $25 to get in, and that'll get you a couple of drinks. We have multiple options. We have, I don't know how many beers. We've got multiple breweries participating. We'll have beer. We'll have ciders. We'll have some non-alcoholic options, root beer, cream soda, water. And kids are welcome, too, with parents, of course.
And they don't have to buy a ticket, if I understand.
And they don't have to buy a ticket. Kids are free.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So you'll buy your tickets. Your kids can come along with you. And then you'll have a variety. You said two free drink tickets.
Yep.
And then a variety of drinks to try. Tell us a little bit about some of the beers that people can expect and some of the breweries.
Sure. So, we're going to be highlighted by our local brewery, Harbor Mountain Brewing. And they have made a special beer for the event. It's called a Castle Hill Pale Ale. And it will be released at the event on Alaska Day. So you'll be able to come down and taste a new beer from their brewery. We'll have representatives from Midnight Sun Brewery here with some of their beer. And then RNDC and Odom Corp, the two local distributors, have helped us out. We've got Alaska Beer, Denali Beer, King Street Beer, Glacier Brewhouse, 49th Street. There's more. There's going to be multiple options so you can taste different types of beer. Or try some of the non-alcoholics, or, we actually have some gluten-free options for people that have gluten issues. And then, of course, you'd be able to taste chili.
Tell us about this. What is this chili cook-off?
So this is, I think it'll be our third year doing this. Just local folks that want to highlight their secret chili recipes. So you'll be able to test the best chili in town. And you'll be able to taste all the chili, and then you get to vote on who you think has the best option. And then those folks, whoever win, the top three will have cash prizes given to them. So it's a fun event. And then also, besides just the chili, we want to make sure that people are fed while they're drinking beer. We're going to have the Sitka Fast Pitch Softball Groups doing a fundraiser. You can come out, and they're going to have some grilled food, hot dogs and things like that, and be able to get some food. And then Juan's food truck's going to be there. And then for the kids, we're going to have cotton candy available for them. We've got some fun things for them. We're going to have balloon animals things and other fun stuff to keep the kids entertained while they're there.
I want to talk about the kids for a moment because they should inspire people for the attitude that they should have when they come to this event. This happens rain or shine, and we did do a weather check just a moment ago. It looks like a good forecast actually for Saturday in terms of rain. The last rain, I believe you looked up, was supposed to be at noon.
Yep, knock on wood.
Right.
The last rain is going to stop at noon. The skies are going to clear. We're going to have a really good parade. And then you're going to be able to come out and have a good time at Brewfest. We do have a DJ. We have DJ Meathead playing. The bagpipers are going to stop by and play a little bit. With the weather, I think it was 2 years ago, it was monsoon rain conditions. And I was just inspired by all these kids running around in the rain, jumping in puddles, dancing to the music. There will be some dancing. So it's just great to have this community event happening. You can have folks come out, see some of the other friends in the community. Like, there's some people I only see at Brewfest every year, which is weird because we all live here. But
But and also don't let the weather stop you. Just
do not
let the
weather
bring your rain
stop.
Jacket, plan to dance in some puddles with the kiddos and have a good time. And I do want to talk about, you mentioned kind of in passing there, there's more than just food and beer. There's also music. So you mentioned the Bagpipers will be performing and DJ Meathead will be playing throughout. There's more as well. There's a raffles and merchandise. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah. So we have a couple of raffles going. One is we have... two round-trip tickets to wherever Alaska Airlines flies. They're $20 a piece or three for 50. You can buy them at the event or you can get a hold of me ahead of time and I can sell you one. They're starting to go fast here. And then we've got another fun thing. Sika Fur Gallery has donated the Duke, which is a fur jockstrap. And then we also have a fur bikini that we'll be raffling off for $1 a ticket. So you'll have the opportunity to walk away with some pretty cool, fun gear, I guess. And then we have sweatshirts and things. So it'll be a fun time. It's, you know, like I said, it's just fun to go and see your other folks in the community. I wouldn't worry about the weather. We'll have tents set up in case the weather forecaster is wrong. And then we also have the net shed.
Right.
So if you want to duck out and grab a beer and stay out of the weather, you can do that, but it's going to be sunny this year.
There we go. That's the right eyes here.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a pretty big event in terms of a lot of different organizations coming together to help sponsor this. So who all is involved in this Brewfest?
Yeah, I want to thank all of our sponsors. You know, we have a lot of sponsors from the cruise industry because they want to, and I've talked to them. They're like, you know, We invaded the town for the entire summer, and we want to help give back and have a community party at the end of the year. So Holland America, Royal Caribbean, Princess Cruise Line, they've all sponsored us. Alaska Airlines, C-Mart, White's Pharmacy, Arrowhead Transfer, of course, Harbor Mountain. CBC Construction's helping us out. They're going to put up all the fencing for us. And the cruise terminal folks, they're going to donate all the fencing. Sika Sound Seafoods, SPC is helping out. Of course, the Elks is always a great organization to help. And then House of Liquor, Odom, and RNDC. So there's
a
lot of folks that are helping us put this together. And we really, you know, I think we've been doing it for 4 years. The Historic Society used to do it. And I think it was 22 they decided they weren't going to do it. And I was like, this is a staple. This is something that happens on Alaska Day, and I wanted to keep it going. So my board supported us, and we've been planning it here for, this will be the 9th one, so we've been doing it for 4 years, I guess.
Well, and it is actually, you've mentioned your board, it is a fundraiser for CETA's nonprofit. So I'd love to talk just in a moment or two about what some of the work is that nonprofit does.
Sure. So, you know, The board's made up by a lot of local business owners, and so I'm the head of it. And what we do is we try to, you know, create jobs in town and really look at the over quality of life for Sikkins, try to improve that. You know, we work with the city and borough. We're on the haul out project, help getting that thing through, and we, you know, we're doing various things. I've got some housing stuff coming up. We're working on some workforce stuff. We work with all of the big major employers in town and try to figure out how we can help them to be more successful. We're just trying to put the kind of setting the table to allow commerce to exist and industries to thrive and for folks to be able to get decent jobs in town.
Okay, amazing. Well, listeners can come out this Saturday, October 18th, right after the Alaska Day Parade, around 2 o'clock to the Centennial Hall parking lot. Tickets are $25. Kids are free. Come out for a Brewfest, which involves also a chili cook-off. I've been speaking with the Executive Director for Sitka Economic Development Association, or CEDA, Gary White. Gary, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.